opportunity to approve payroll.
Make a motion to approve payroll, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And verification signature for disaster 4612, Stephanie.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. As citizens know, we had a flood in 2019 in Saline County when the Missouri River flooded and damaged levees and roads and things like that. So disaster 4451 has finally come to an obligation, and I am signing the obligation paperwork to warrant the amount of $29,602.66 to be released from FEMA to our road and bridge fund. And this was for disaster 4451 for the improvement of, or the rebuilding of that road. In June of last year, we also had a flood. We received several inches of rain in a short amount of time, which caused a lot of the tributaries and creeks and definitely the Salt Fork to overflow, and it caused a lot of damage, not only to homes, but to the county infrastructure. So with that, I am signing the obligation paperwork for the courthouse to receive $9,000 for the flood damage of the courthouse sustained. I'm also signing the amount of $12,026.03, and this one is to road improvements for the road repairs. And then I'm signing the amount of $29,306.44 to be paid back to the county for, or paid to the county for, culvert repairs. This does not include the culvert replacements, as that will be, that is still under revisions or under advisement by the federal FEMA. So with those, I'd like to just inform you that those are going on.
And we have received funds, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I have a question.
It's not your, I don't think there's a question to be answered.
I do have a question, though.
But you're not on the agenda.
I will be.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move along, Monty.
I have nothing today, sir.
Okay, so, I got a couple things here from the sheriff's office. On behalf of Deputy Christina Ward, I am requesting a 90-day extension on 88 hours of unused vacation time. Deputy Ward serves as the jail administrator. As you're aware, in the past year, we've had staff shortages, I believe that, making it difficult to use vacation hours. Deputy Ward is presently using vacation hours, but will have 88 remaining at her anniversary date of August the 15th. From Sheriff Mullins.
Make a motion to approve that new hire.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And we got another one here. I have hired from the Sheriff's Department. I have hired Ryan Bosley to fill a full-time position in the Communications Division. His start date is set for August the 19th, 2022. I am requesting his rate of pay be set at $14 per hour. Mr. Bosley is a Marshall resident.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. That's all I have. Anybody else?
I have your commission orders for payroll.
Commission Order 6278, for your cash transfer for payroll in the amount of $160,960.62. Commission Order 6279, for transfer of 941 payroll taxes in the amount of $29,211.55. Commission Order 6280, for the SERF transfer and the elective savings for $3,838.91. For y'all to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, I have a request from Zach Fletcher, the Buildings and Grounds Supervisor, for a letter of destruction of 5 monitors from the prosecuting attorney's office. They're obsolete and apparently don't work. I have 2 liquor licenses, two for the same place, Badger's Hideaway for $53 and one for
$203. So moved. So moved.
Okay. And comment about elections, just wanted to say that we had a really smooth election. It's probably one of the smoothest ones we've had in my 12-year history. We had about a 26-plus percent turnout, which we got 13,000-plus registered voters, so really wished we'd have a better turnout, but it's, we need to protect our right to vote. I thank the poll workers, I thank the voters, I thank our office staff, and all of the others that helped us on election night and so forth. And we have a certification of the election at 1:30 on Friday, and it's conducted in our office by a bipartisan team. And once that they check what is statutorily required, then the documents are signed and we send it off as a certified election to the state of Missouri. That team can look at anything they choose to question, but we are required by law to do one precinct, a hand count, and a machine count. And that usually takes a couple of hours. So once that happens, we'll have another secure and efficient election passed for Saline County.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who did the elections. Very important process.
Fantastic
job.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. We could use election judges, though. We had to really scramble for those. That was probably the hardest thing, the whole thing.
What do you pay election judges now?
The regular judges are at 100 and the head judges are 125. So I wouldn't mind asking during budget time for an increase, maybe $10.
Okay.
It's a long day.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got on the agenda. Yes.
Here on behalf of the Salem County Assessor, and she had some issues, just want to make sure we're brought up.
He's not on the agenda.
No.
The elected officials have the ability to bring new business and appear on behalf of an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
So I would
contend.
I'm here on her behalf. I'm her agent at this point. So I'd contend that she has the right to bring this up to the meeting.
Proceed.
All right. So anyways, you guys are aware, I think, there was a letter sent to your office. And on the agenda today, I'm going to give you guys a packet, if that's all right.
Sure.
Just to kind of look at. And I met Kyle and Monty, mm-hmm. and then I haven't met you, Stephanie, but here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so on the front there, I have the letter, which there's 3 concerns that the assessor has, and she wants to have the commission decide upon.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Sure.
What's this privilege and confidential do not disclose?
That's just standard with our letters. At this point, it'd be a public document.
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
Not at this point, because it's been introduced in a public meeting, so it'd be subject to a sunshine request. So,
okay. All right.
From this point on?
Yes.
Not before this point?
Before this point, it was meant to be communications between 2 officials, and whether the sunshine request would have been or not, I don't know.
So it being shared to the paper was wrong?
And I'm not saying it's wrong to share it to the paper. I mean, anybody is able to disclose anything. The Sunshine Record doesn't require records to be closed, and actually it presumes it to be open to begin with. And then
Okay. If
for some reason there's something in here that it needs to be closed, then that person who has the record is allowed to do that.
Okay.
But at that point, I mean, Okay. There's nothing that requires it to be closed, and there's nothing wrong with being shared with paper. But at any rate, there are 3 issues. The first one is, it looks like the budget still hasn't been amended to show 1% as far as in the state assessor fund.
Oh, mm-hmm. Can I?
Sure.
You need to talk to the collector. The collector about the 1%.
Okay, well, it's my understanding the county commission is in charge of setting the budget and making sure the budget's there, and so the county commission is going to be the one that's going to need to amend the budget.
But how do we set the budget when the money hasn't been collected?
Well, you're setting the budget based upon what the revenue stream is going to be. You guys have over the past, I don't know, probably 30 to 40 years probably going back to know about what your assessment value is. And so that way, the assessment funds, you will know going forward what you can budget based on previous collection. That's how the budget's set every year, from my understanding.
Yeah, at a half percent.
At a half a percent.
And
at a half which a the percent. Collector collected.
Yes, and I understand that. But as you can see, the statute clearly sets forth that fourth class counties are supposed to be 1%. And so that's the main issue here that's before the commission. I also like to show you the county of Pettis, Lafayette County, and Johnson County, I'm understanding as well, has already corrected this on their record minutes, and the commission's already approved it. And so at that point, you're the last county that's made it to make a decision on this issue. Just to kind of highlight where the issue comes from, if you look a little bit further down in the packet past the two letters, you'll see there's the assessed valuations five-year average for third class counties, the four fourth class counties, and second class counties. So when the legislature enacted this act, they were looking at it seeing that the half percent is for what's needed in counties that have a higher revenue base. Here you can see that Salinas actually got the lowest revenue base out of all the fourth class counties. It also has a lower revenue base than several third class counties that are already doing 1%. And I believe the assessor's also shown to you, and you guys have approved, where she's supposed to have, I believe, 9.5 full-time workers. And she doesn't have a budget for that right now. And so the only way for her to get that budget is to actually go through and have it corrected according to law, where she's getting 1% into the assessment fund. The second issue she was wanting to bring to the commission's attention is she's having an issue with payroll. For some reason, she gave her deputies, I believe, a day off because they did a good job and there's nothing left in the office to do. Mm-hmm. They're her deputies, mm-hmm. and I'm not quite sure why, but payroll has refused to put that on their paychecks. Mm-hmm. So if that's an act of the commission, I would ask you to respect her authority as county assessor and allow her to continue working with her deputies. Case law is quite clear, they are her employees, not the county commission's employees. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it looks like there's an ARPA funds, and it's my understanding that it's supposed to come out at the end of the year, and this is a request by the state, or the auditor, my understanding. She would just like to have something in writing so that she knows that she can rely on that, because she doesn't want a budget shortfall. She's responsible for her budget, just like you guys are responsible for the general revenue fund, and I think that's a very small request to have, just so that she has a little bit of assurance. I think the main concern is it's just been a hard time of communication, and so I'm hoping with a little bit of communication.
Yes, that is true. That is very true. No communication.
And she's still not here to communicate.
And still not here to communicate.
Well, as my understanding, she's had this trip to Hawaii planned for a long time, and I was mainly coming here today because we didn't want a decision made with her being absent. And so since I'm here, I wanted to go ahead and bring it here. I didn't want to come all the way out here and not have it brought forth before you guys. And
sure.
So,
have you gotten an answer from our lawyer?
Your lawyer responded yesterday morning, I believe, and said that he had COVID, but he's working on a response. And so I haven't heard that yet, but like I said, I was mainly here to protect her interests and rights, because here at the open meeting, you guys could have decided something in her absence. And since I'm here, I just want to bring it to the floor. So
it wasn't on the agenda. We won't decide anything.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Is it in under unfinished business that I can ask a question, Mr. President?
Sure, ask a question.
So I'm curious to why you're not signing those documents that she's signing. How come you're not signing them?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, documents?
That she just signed all that money for. You're supposed to sign all those legal documents. I'm just curious why you're not signing them.
I guess because I didn't want to.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Did I hear a motion to recess?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.